In the headlines, the hunger strike at the notorious US-run prison in Guantanamo enters its 101st day amid local and international protests demanding the closure of the prison. About 130 inmates at the US-run prison have been on hunger strike, protesting against their indefinite detention. The strike began after prison guards searched the inmates' personal belongings and mishandled their copies of the Holy Quran. American authorities have responded by force-feeding the detainees despite criticism by UN officials and human rights organizations worldwide. The prison camp remains fully operational despite US President Barack Obama's repeated promises to shut it down. Mr. Kamal Wazni is a political commentator with us now live from Beirut. Let's get his thoughts on the situation. Mr. Wazni, welcome. First of all, a lot has been said about the way that the U.S. administration, the authorities in prison, are handling the strike. We're hearing of force feeding. Would you describe that as a form of torture? And what do you think about this method being used against the strikers?
Well, everybody said this is a very horrifying experience. Even the medics and some people who actually been in detention and released, they said this is the most horrible experience they ever faced. It's an inhumane treatment of those detainees who've been sitting in this prison for a very long time without any court appearance and without any due process for a country that claim that it honored democracy and freedom. Actually use torture and killing and imprisonment without any legal process for these detainees. Whatever their crimes or their action, they should have a day in court and should be either found guilty or should be exonerated. The fact that the United States said those people should be released, but they couldn't find another country to take them. That means there obviously there is not enough indication they're involved of any crime that the United States is actually claiming they have. But the process, it's so inhumane and so outrageous. Put the blame on the Obama administration, who's actually violating every international treaty around the globe. And I think the United States should be held accountable for this action, regardless of the case that is they actually label those people, as they always do, terrorists.
Right, and we did hear, Mr. Wazni, according to the reasons you just mentioned there, President Barack Obama, in his presidential campaign, promising that his first priority would be to close Guantanamo Bay, the legacy of his predecessor, but that didn't happen. First of all, why do you think we didn't see President Obama successful in his stated attempt to close Guantanamo? And right now, at this situation that we have, whatever the reason for Obama not being able to do that, what can international organizations like the United Nations do about this?
Well, I'm afraid the UN is a puppet in the hand of the US, and the world has been actually in the corner of the United States when it comes to these issues. When you see a true violation of human rights, when you see these prisoners mistreated, when you see the United States committing crimes throughout the world by using these drones attack on civilian in Afghanistan, Pakistan, and throughout the world. When you see all these action, you don't see the UN moving to address any of these issues, because part of the funding of the UN is comes through the US and it has total domination of that organization. So I think the free world have to, whatever left of that free world, have to speak up. And I think some people around the globe, especially human rights, are not very happy about Mr. Obama's action or promise, because he's not delivering on any of these things. He should know better, because he's a lawyer and he studied human rights. And here, this is a true violation of human rights. And it's an absurd for a country that carry the slogan of freedom, where it's actually implementing killing and torture and force-feeding and imprisoning people who should be put on trial or should be released. This has been for 10 years or more without any trial or court appearance. That's not what the US Constitution speak of. And Obama, if anybody who won, they
yes.
gave him a trophy of peace. Now I think somebody has said, you liable for crimes against humanity because this is a total violation in Guantanamo.
Yes.
And also on those drones attacks, which hundreds and hundreds of people were killed, innocent people were killed without any due process or accountability.
Thank you very much, Mr. Kamal Wazni, political commentator with us there live from Beirut.